everybody. We are live. Yeah, you know what? I feel like what we need to do is on, you know how some of those celebrities, they go on live and they wait for people to come on? Like, oh, I'm going to wait for like 10 people. We might be waiting a long time. So
I don't know that we want to do
the
that.
Show, and we are live. If you are on here, hello.
Hey, everyone.
And if you are not on here, you will see this at your leisure.
Right. Which, you know, is totally fine.
Totally fine, yes.
I've been threatening to relocate my camera for weeks now. So now I have done it.
So I'm going to try to go on and see if we got some lives.
Welcome to my dining room for everybody who's out there watching. So,
and we are live.
So Elaine is watching herself.
That's why I shouldn't have did it. Because exactly. I was trying to figure out, how do you get this off? You know what? Never mind.
Yeah.
Y'all are just, I should have done that.
No, you know how it rolls on the Good Work Show, especially when we're live and we're here and we don't have anybody being the boss of us to tell us to get it together. We're just
Rashad down here. What I thought was going to happen is I could go to the page and see it and just see people logging in. But however, when I clicked it, it just went on.
Yeah.
It just started playing.
That's what happened. That
auto pre-roll, whatever Facebook has, and they should, you know.
It didn't really work out for you.
They should press play versus just going on there and seeing it. Because you know on Instagram, right, you go on somebody's Instagram page, if they're live, you have to click the little circle thing that's lighting up. Like it just doesn't, you just go on somebody's page, it just doesn't show up that they're talking. You click something. What I did on here is when I opened it up and I put on the Good Work Show, it just start. I was just talking and I was like, well, I thought it was last week, but then I realized I had on this shirt and I was like, no, that's what I have on right now. Let me close this right on up and move out the way. We need a producer technical. Where's Rashad?
We
can't live without Rashad doing so.
It feels this way. Yes. And we didn't know how much we needed him until we had him. And then he's gone today. He's not gone forever. He's just gone today.
He's off of work.
So now we're just out here flying blind, doing the best we can. But it is Friday. So good job on Rashad on taking Friday off. It is Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth. Yes.
And I've never. So here's the thing. And I mean, I've grown up knowing what Juneteenth is and knowing that it's something to be celebrated. And, you know, I'm grateful that I've had that part of the, you know, American history taught to me because it's American history. It's not a Black history thing or whatever. It's American history. Mm-hmm. But you know how there are certain holidays where you're like, okay, so we say Merry Christmas or we say Happy New Year. Is Juneteenth like a happy Juneteenth holiday?
I saw somebody write that, and then I also talked to somebody who said, I'm not sure it's happy, so I don't know how to say it. So I don't know. I don't know the rules on that.
Memorial Day is not like happy Memorial, like we don't do that. Like, because that's not what that, it's a holiday of remembrance. Right. What? No, that's not right.
Well, I don't do that all the time, but I have done that.
Yeah, it's not like a day that you're like happy.
Whatever. I mean, I know, but I know what it is,
So it's a day of remembrance versus a day of celebration.
What do you say on Columbus Day? Because that's not a. I mean, you could say a lot of things on Columbus Day. All of it might not be appropriate.
Right. So that's my question. I'm like, I don't know. Like, so today, for you know, based on what it is, that was a happy day.
It was a happy day.
On the other hand,
happy.
I don't know. We should take a poll. Let people tell us what the answer. Because I don't really know. I'm like,
on Facebook who's telling us.
I know.
We gotta get, because I feel like it should be interactive. If we're gonna go live, you gotta be interactive. We're not interactive. That's why I was trying to get to the interactive on my phone. However, well, that
you
didn't
can't
work out.
Interact with yourself. That's not how
I know,
works.
But that's why. But you can do it. You know when you go on Instagram, like, this is the platform is restricting.
Well, I mean, I can right now. You just can't do it from your phone easily, I don't think.
Well, how are you doing it from here? Well, how can you
do it? Don't worry about it. We don't have to. I'll tell you after. But anyway.
I want to know the technology.
We'll explain the ins and outs of that to you at another time. We don't need to subject everybody listening to that conversation.
They might want to know too. It'd be an education for everybody. I know how to do Instagram Live because I did that. By the way, shout out to Atlanta Hawks forward Travion Graham. I had a really great conversation with him yesterday. I had an opportunity to interview him. He's a NICU dad, and his little boy Tobias just turned one. And so we talked all about his story and being a NICU dad. Did that on behalf of March of Dimes, the Atlanta chapter. So that was really, really good interview. And then he talked with Dr. Leroy Reese afterwards, and he has a counseling business in Decatur, and they talked afterwards. It was a really insightful conversation between the two of them. Dr. Reese is also a NICU dad, and he told his story about him and his wife and how he became a NICU dad, and they just had a really good conversation. I enjoyed that probably even more so than my interview with him. I enjoyed Travion great, but I got a chance just to listen to those two guys talk, and it was really, really good. So if you have a chance to check it out, I think Travion posted it on his Instagram. So he's Freight Train 21. So FR8 Train 21 on Instagram. You may be able to catch those interviews. But yeah, thank you for the opportunity, March of Dimes. They're good friends of the Good Work Show. So yeah. Shout out to the team.
Thanks, guys. So a little bit of housekeeping for today, and then we're going to sign off. So number one, today is the 95th anniversary of Goodwill.
Oh yeah, that's
so
right.
So celebrating 90
around here somewhere.
Yeah, so celebrating 95 years in the community. Our mission has never changed to put people to work. So every time,
yes.
Well, a little bit.
The statement has changed.
The statement has changed, but the intent hasn't.
The intent of it, no. Yeah, it's always been about people in employment.
Yeah. So we appreciate the generations of people in our community who have continued to support the organization through their donations, through shopping with us, our employers that are out there offering opportunities to the people, to the thousands of people that come into our career centers every day looking for, you know, help to get to the next step in their lives. So really excited and proud. I mean, are we the oldest or like the second oldest nonprofit? Or third?
We're not the oldest because, I think Sheltering Arms is definitely older than us.
Okay.
Then we have the Salvation Army locally, I believe. We're in the top 5 or 10, I know, in oldest. We are the largest nonprofit employer, though, by far, in the Atlanta metro area. And we're in the top 12, I think, of largest nonprofits. We used to be in the top 10. I think we are somewhere in that top 12 for sure. But yeah, we're definitely one of the older ones at 95. So we've got our cane. Yeah. We might have a walker by then.
We might have a walker. But definitely want to do that. And then also I see our dear friend Nicole just popped in and said good morning. So we definitely want to celebrate her.
She is not 95. She just happened to have the same birth date.
Yes.
It will, but they weren't born on the same day.
They were not born on the same day. So we want to say happy birthday to Nicole that's what happens.
I wonder what Nicole's going to eat for dinner, because I'm just saying, like,
Nicole, I'm sure whatever it is.
Gourmet meals cooked at her house that she gets to enjoy. And I feel like today, it's going to be over the top. I can't wait to go on Instagram and see what she
ate. I know. It just makes me sad as I make another roast beef sandwich.
Anyway. Because I had crackers, plain crackers.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm reduced to at this point.
So we wanted to make sure we gave those shout outs for today. We also want to make sure that we shout out one more time. You know, today's just the day for kudos. Our own Elaine Armstrong was named Nonprofit Pros Nonprofit Marketer of the Year. So congratulations, real applause to that there, to that great accomplishment. So there's a lot of stuff happening.
Congratulations to Trenise. It is Friday. She made it to the wall in her house. That's accomplishment in and of itself.
My decorating.
That's a really good wall. So this is our room raider thing. Like, my room rating was good the first time. This is the same wall I'm on all the time, so I don't get no extra points. But Trenise gets extra points on that. I feel like that's at least, if you're going to be on Room Raider, that's at least an 8.59. I mean, it's got, you know.
I feel like they tell me to add a plant. So I need to add one of my ficuses over here for the shop.
What would they say about that doorway?
It's my kitchen.
I know, but should you like turn it so it's not in there or?
Well, I mean, I'd have to do a lot of.
I
could move closer. I don't know, whatever. They'd probably tell me to also raise the camera angle too. So there's that. But
that's a good start.
Well, you know, we'll darn try. All righty, guys. Well, thanks for hanging with us today. We hope that you, if you're familiar with Juneteenth and you know what's happening today, share that knowledge with somebody else. If you don't, it's a great opportunity to learn something new about American history and what this day means for a lot of people and the monumental change it made in this country at a really important time. So all of that good stuff. United Way Day of Service is tomorrow. So there's a lot of opportunities. If you go to the United Way website, another great friend of the show, and see how you can contribute to helping out in the local community. And a lot of the opportunities are DIY and they're virtual. So even if you're, you know, trying to maintain your social distance, there's a ton of really great opportunities for you to do something to help serve folks here in the local community. Virtually. So check that out as well, United Way Greater Atlanta website, and see kind of what options are there. Going to have thousands of people tomorrow contributing and helping organizations. And specifically, a lot of the stuff that's on there are kind of dealing with organizations that are serving in these times, in these unconventional times that we're going through right now. So check that out. Lots of opportunities to do stuff this weekend. So we hope that you enjoy yourself and stay safe. And we'll see you here next week.